Dreamscape presents Dying Up Loose Ends by Maggie Sefton. Narrated by Nan McNamara. One.
Here you go, Jack, Kelly Flynn said as she unhooked the child car seat restraint straps, then stood, holding open the side door of her sports wagon. The little boy with the sandy brown hair had already freed himself from the loosened straps and was scrambling across the seat toward the open door. Jumping down to the pavement, Jack started to race toward the group of preschool children already on the outdoor playground.
"Hey, hey! Where's my hug?" Kelly called out, then leaned down toward Jack and held her arms open.
Jack turned around, threw both his little arms around Kelly's neck, and gave her a quick hug and a grin. Then he raced off toward the irresistible lure of his friends, sliding down the slide, swinging on the swings, and climbing the smaller-sized jungle gym bars. Kelly grabbed her carry-out coffee mug from inside the car, then closed the door and walked over to the preschool parking lot, watching the children play. Another preschool mother strolled over to join her.
"Hi, Kelly," the young woman said.
"Hey there, Anna Sophia," Kelly said. "It looks like Jerry's leg is completely recovered. He's barely limping now."
"Oh, he'll be limping a lot once he gets back home after preschool. I told him not to run, but he forgets everything I tell him the minute he gets here and sees his friends," she said with a smile.
Kelly gave a short laugh.
"I know exactly what you mean. Jack sees kids on a playground, any playground, and he heads straight for them.
Do you have one of those smaller gyms in your backyard?"